Today is Friday, March 15th. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
It is good to praise the Lord.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite, with the aid of your Spirit, gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of the 10-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts. Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him.
I often find myself having a hard time staying present to each moment. Life was busy today, and it is so easy for me to slide into the pattern of going from thing to thing, to the next meeting, the next project, the next task. But even now, I pause and remember that it is good to praise the Lord. And so I practice making time in my day for the worship of God. I become the kind of person who reorders their day to be with Jesus, that I might become like him and do what he did. God, this evening I ask that you would remind my heart, remind the deepest parts of my very being, that it is good to praise you. And I ask that as I pour out your worship, you would be made much of in my life. That as John the Baptizer said, you would increase and I would decrease. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on this evening, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight.
It is good to praise the Lord.
I remember that as I praise the Lord, I join the global and historic church who has been doing this very same thing for millennia. My voice joins every tribe, tongue, and nation who will bow one day at his feet, declaring that he alone is worthy. And as I do this, I am filled with joy at his kindness, his mercy, and his love. Hallelujah. Father, Son, and Spirit, I yield now to the praise of your glory, however it comes to me. A song, a poem, overwhelming emotion, a sense of peace or joy, a still small voice, or even a shout of praise. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone that I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.